Na ogujatski sem trubadas.
Tutto znao doma della mu, ludrumi della noit mai nado.
Tutto znao doma della mu,
ludrumi della noit che bu. Wait, gujatski sem trubadas. Wait, gujatski sem trubadas.
Wait, gujatski sem trubadas. Wait, gujatski sem trubadas.
Tutto znao doma della mu, ludrumi della noit mai nado. Set guiatus que sem trubares, set guiatus que sem trubares, guiatus que sem trubares, set guiatus que sem trubares. Tu sei tu mal del amor, ludrumi de la noit mai nado. Tu sei tu mal del amor, ludrumi de la noit que bu. She's guiatus que sem trubadas. Tu sheis do mal del amor, ludrumi de la noit mai nado. Tu sheis do mal del amor, ludrumi de la noit que bu.
Tutto il mondo è l'amore, ludrumi della noite che bu.
guiată că se-i trubară, eu guiată că se-i trubară,
eu guiată că se-i trubară, eu guiată că se-i trubară.
Tut sulet tu ma de la mulu, drumi de la noi mai nado.
Tut sulet tu ma de la mulu, drumi de la noi.
That's Lauza with Now Go Yatis from their 2018 self-titled album. Lauza are one of the bands heading to the Big Branch Festival, a three-day Ballfolk festival camp hosted by Ballfolk Toronto, taking place from September the 7th to 9th at Unicamp Ontario in Honeywood, which is near Shelburne, and that's just along the Bruce Trail. We caught up with organizer Emmeline Stamm from Ballfolk Toronto to learn more about Ballfolk and the Big Branch Festival. How are you doing today, Emmeline?
I'm doing pretty well, yeah. How about you?
Not too bad. I think you're actually are you at a camp this weekend as well?
I am. I've been at a camp all this week. It's called Folk Camp, and I was at Algoma Trad Camp the week before that, so it's a very folk fiddle campy for the summer for me.
Well, you're certainly very prominent in the fiddle world. I know you trained with Oliver Schroer. You have recorded not just your own albums, but worked with lots of different bands. And you're also involved with Ballfolk Toronto and basically the revival of the tradition of Ballfolk. And I thought what would be a good way to start is get you to talk about Ballfolk, its development, and why you think it's important to bring it back and make it more of a festival experience for people.
Sure. So the term Ballfolk has been used in Western Europe for about 30 to 40 years, and it sort of described the revival of social folk dancing, whereas at one point in time, people would sort of dance in their village and not travel much outside their village and kind of have their own dance that they did in their village. Now people are traveling more, and there's kind of a more of a communal repertoire of dances that's popular throughout many countries. The term ballfolk kind of describes a wide variety of dances from Western Europe. I got into it when I lived in the Netherlands. So I started playing music for dance, and then from there started learning the dances as well. What kind of grabbed my attention was there's a real focus on connection between the music and the dance and the musicians and the dancers, and it really feels like a communication, right? Like a conversation between the two art forms, and also the fact that the dances are quite simple, but it also leaves a lot of room for sort of improvisation and kind of play within it, and there's not a caller usually. Once you know a dance, you're able to just sort of dance it, and you dance it with many different people throughout the evening, and there's just a wide variety of kinds of dances throughout the evening as well. So those kind of things made me really interested in it, and so then when I came back to Toronto, sort of started organizing these events in Toronto, and we've been doing that for 5 years now.
You know, one of the things I love about this is the fact that you really do make it feel accessible. I was checking out the Ballfolk Toronto website, which is ballfolktoronto.com, and then obviously the Big Branch Festival, which we're going to talk about in a few moments. That's the big bigbranchfestival.com. One of the things that I love about this is you really make it plain, you know, these are simple dances. This is a way to be involved. And, you know, whenever you go to a folk festival, generally, people always want to get up and dance when there's been music played. And I think it's great that you're encouraging people to, you know, to come enjoy the music and get into the music. And I love one of the lines that you had on the website saying, basically, you know, come to the session, learn about the music, lean into the music, and then see where it takes you. I mean, this is one of the things that Ballfolk seems to bring forward is this idea that you can improvise. It's not necessarily, this is the way you do the dance and this is how it must happen.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's like a sort of simple step to each of them, and it can be totally satisfying to just do that step over and over, but you can also find room within it to play. And I think sometimes when we think of doing traditional dances, we get caught up in doing them one specific way and how, and sort of almost like we're putting it into a glass box and putting it into a museum and saying, this is how they danced 100 years ago, so this is how we should do it now. But rather, I think it's kind of to be part of a living tradition, putting it in a current context, there's room to sort of play. And I think even if you look back 150 years ago, people were probably playing within the dances as well, but maybe depending who learned from who, they might have been doing it in a different way. And so I think it's yeah, once you know the basics, there's a lot of room to play, and that's kind of the life of it.
And you mentioned the fact that the dances, you know, this is a tradition from Western Europe, but often the dances changed as they spread across through the different countries, didn't they? That, you know, that different countries may have dances that are similar, but that's because they may have all started at the same place.
Mm-hmm, for sure, yeah. And I think there's like the dance like the waltz, which you can find in so many cultures now, but must have originated, some people say, around Germany. And now across Canada, for sure, people are waltzing. And there's the waltz you see in Canada is quite different than the waltz you see in France, but they're definitely related. And they've sort of grown and traveled. And yeah, it's pretty neat.
So the festival actually takes place the weekend of September the 7th to 9th. That's Friday through Sunday. I think there's also a Thursday evening kickoff concert in Toronto. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, so, I mean, we really wanted to do this festival out in the nature, outside of the city, but at the same time, we've been doing these events in Toronto for 5 years, and so there's definitely a connection to Toronto. And so we wanted to organize a bit of a concert Thursday night. So two of the bands that are playing at our festival are going to be playing at this concert Thursday night. So La Uza and Duo Rivola Cushi. And they will have just flown in from France, so they'll be sort of fresh off the plane. It's going to be at the Transac in the Tiki Room, and we're going to set it up more as a sit-down listening concert, just so that people who maybe are intimidated by dancing also get a chance to come hear them. But there'll definitely be space at the back for some dancing for those who want to do that.
And the festival itself starts on the Friday evening. I gather there's going to be workshops and concerts. So tell us a little bit about how things are set up and some of the people that'll be playing.
So on Friday, participants can arrive around 4, and we're going to have a workshop to start things off already at 5. There'll be, in each time slot, a few different options of what you can do. So we'll always have at least one dance workshop and one music workshop. And in this context, by workshop, we mean like a learning workshop where you can go with your instrument and learn music, or you can come with your dancing shoes and learn some dances.
We started off with La Uza that you mentioned there from France. Tell us a little bit about that band.
Sure. So it was they're a four-piece band, and actually a couple of years ago, two of their members came to Toronto under the duo named La Forcelle, and we organized a big event for them in Toronto, and we had a great time with them. They play fiddle and accordion. At that time, they were already telling us about La Uza and how they've been working on this new band and how they're really excited about it. And we kind of joked, oh, maybe we'll get you guys to come to Canada. And turns out it wasn't a joke, so now they're coming, which is pretty great. So yeah, in addition to the accordion and fiddle, there is a vocalist who does percussion as well, and then a string player like bouzouki guitar sort of thing.
And who else is on the schedule with them?
So Duo Rivola Cushi, they come from the region of Limousin in France. And they play fiddle and accordion, two women. And I met them this summer in France, and they're really great. They're really rooted in tradition, and they really have a great dance feel and super really playful music, and quite different than I think the fiddle music we're used to hearing in Canada. Sort of we're used to hearing kind of Irish Celtic music and Ontario style and stuff, Quebec, but the fiddle music from central France is pretty distinctive. So I had never heard anything like it when I first heard it. I was, really blown away by it.
I think you're also going to be playing a bit of fiddle yourself as well, aren't you?
I am, yeah. So I have a duo with Filippo Gambetta. He's an Italian accordionist. Our duo is actually playing at the Montmagny Accordion Festival the weekend before. And since he was already on the side of the ocean, we thought, may as well get him to come play for Big Branch as well. And we're actually releasing our first CD as a duo with Borealis Records. We're going to be playing a set at the festival and then doing our CD release at Hughes Room Live in Toronto the Wednesday after. So that's September 12th at Hughes Room Live, where we're doing the CD release.
Oh, that's great. You know, one of the things I love when I look at the schedule is it really does make you feel like, you know, come and enjoy. You can get involved in so many different ways, whether it's the dance workshops or heading to the music workshops and, you know, perhaps develop a few skills yourself. It seems like it's very accessible. And I think the fact that you've gone to Unicamp to do it in a beautiful part of Ontario makes it an ideal place to spend a weekend.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, even if you have never danced before or new to this music, I think just going to Unicamp for a weekend is kind of worth it. All your meals will be included. We have an amazing chef coming in to cook, and it's all going to be sort of locally sourced food, all vegetarian meals as well. You can sleep on site in cabins, or you can bring a tent. It's kind of like a great weekend retreat, and it's a festival as well. So,
and if people want to get more information about the festival and also Balfolk Toronto, how can they do that?
So there's the website, thebigbranchfestival.com, or our Facebook page, The Big Branch Festival, or looking up Balfolk Toronto. And you can always send us an email or a message. Or you can, if you're in Toronto, every Monday we have a sort of drop-in music and dance night on Queen Street West at a place called Jerome Taverna. And it's a good place to sort of casually learn some of these dances. It's not a class. It's more of a jam. So it's pretty casual. You can show up at any point in the night and just sort of join in and, yeah, learn things in a relaxed way.
Oh, it sounds great fun. If people want to learn more about Balfolk Toronto as well, their website is balfolktoronto.com. So that will get you in with all of the information. I wish you the best of luck. This is the first Big Branch Festival, but I'm sure the way it's set up, hopefully it will continue for many years. We only have one thing left to do, and that's pick the last piece of music to play. I thought we should play Duo Rivo
La Couchée.
From
great.
France. The track we're going to play, and I realize I may mangle this, but here we go. It's Odiche Janetta Scottish de Eugène Tarrad from their album from 2016, Odiche. And Emmeline Stamm, it's been great to talk to you today.
Likewise, yeah, great to talk to you.
Have a great festival.
Thank you so much.
Utizaneito, avance ou pas, isso na la messo, isso na la messo. Utizaneito, avance ou pas, isso na la messe, nous n'y irions pas. Kisou na la messo, que la sounen pas. J'ai perdu mon coiffo, j'ai perdu mon coiffo. Kisou na la messo, que la sounen pas. J'ai perdu mon coiffe et volé l'autre certa. Utizaneito, avance ou pas, isso na la messo, isso na la messo. Utizaneito, avance ou pas. Isou na la messe et nous n'y sirions pas. Kisou na la messo, que la sounen pas. J'ai perdu mon coiffo, j'ai perdu mon coiffo. Kisou na la messo, que la sounen pas. J'ai perdu mon coiffe et volé l'autre certa.